This is IGN.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
World of Warcraft Cataclysm Classic sets a release date and reveals a roadmap. It's Thursday, April 11th, and this is IGN News. Blizzard has announced that a coming update to World of Warcraft Classic, reintroducing the Fiery Cataclysm expansion, will land on May 20th. Officially, Classic will heat up a little before that, on April 30th, with the pre-patch event. Cataclysm's pre-patch back in the day was one doozy of a change, too. It introduced playable worgen and goblins, set the dragon Deathwing loose on Azeroth, and because of Deathwing's escapades, transformed the entire landscape of Azeroth's main continents. The full expansion on May 20th will include 7 new to Classic zones, 9 new dungeons, 3 new raid dungeons, the archaeology profession, and V-Flying will be introduced to Kalimdor and Eastern Kingdoms. Additionally, with the transformation of the main continent's landscapes, numerous new quests will be introduced, while old ones will disappear forever. Various patches will contain further updates, with Rise of the Zalandari dropping in July, Rage of the Firelands in October, and Hour of Twilight releasing in January of 2025. But mainly, Cataclysm involves a pretty drastic change to what the current map of Azeroth looks like. The Barrens splits in half, Thousand Needles goes underwater, and a chunk of Darkshore's coastline is washed away. Also, Deathwing is flying around and can randomly set entire zones on fire. Cool. All of this reflects the changes to World of Warcraft initially introduced when Cataclysm was first released back in 2010, with very few exceptions. When Classic was first released, Blizzard's goal was to give players an opportunity to experience World of Warcraft as it was when it first launched, rather than being forced to flock to player-run servers. But with Cataclysm, the world of Azeroth begins to more closely resemble what the game looks like now, minus several expansion-specific zones. The original World of Warcraft, as it was prior to all expansions, is still available as a classic option, and Blizzard has introduced a number of special rules servers to spice it up, such as Hard Mode and Season of Discovery. World of Warcraft Classic is available to anyone with a World of Warcraft subscription. Currently, Classic's main servers are in the final days of the Wrath of the Lich King expansion, with all raids and dungeons from that time available, including Icecrown Citadel. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest game and developer updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.